So obviously, a lot of conversation was had about the offensive side of the football and how they've struggled the last 2 weeks. What would you say right now is the state of your side of the football, the Saints' defense, with these three to go?
We just got to continue to improve, build on the things that we did good, and look at the things that we need to improve on, and continue to, you know, try to push the envelope, get better.
Give us some signs that you would say that this defense is better that would back up the numbers that are showing now.
I mean, just points a game that we're giving up. I think our red zone defense is playing pretty good. So we just got to keep improving on the areas that are strong right now, and pick up the areas that are weak. So, you know, continue to hold down, you know, what we've been doing well, repeat those things, stay consistent with that, and then pick up the slack of, you know, where we might be a little weak in right now.
What do you see from David Johnson? I mean, he's one of the top rushers in the league.
Yeah. He's good. He's complete back. I mean, he can run the ball, has good vision, patience. You spread him out. He's you know, good receiver. He can do it all. So, he does a really good job. So, he's definitely a big weapon for them.
How hard is it to balance knowing that you're a professional, you have to play the last three games hard, but that you're not going to achieve the goals that you set forth when you all started this thing?
It's really hard. I mean, that's all you really play this game for, is at the end of the day to, you know, win a championship. And to not be able to do that, you know, not even have a chance to do that, is hard. So, like you said, this is our job. And, you know, a lot of guys, if you're in this locker room, you know, and you choose a profession, you love doing this. So it's about having fun with it at this point. You know, this is what we love to do, and we're going to go out there and do it.
Are you guys curious to see you kind of rises to the occasion with these final three games, given that, you know, playoffs are probably not going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, we take pride in what we do. Anytime we go out there, we take pride. We want to be the best defense out there, best defense. So we want to keep improving and making sure that we're, you know, getting respect and doing what we need to do.
Do you feel like this team is a better team in the last 2 years and just hasn't shown up in the win-loss column?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there's been, you know, obviously you can go back over the season, but I mean, there's been things that haven't bounced our way. And, you know, that's the difference between making the playoffs and those teams that go on runs. You know, a lot of things will bounce their way, and then it just kind of just takes on from there. So I think so.
Jarris, when you're not necessarily going up against Arizona's defense, but when you play a team that features a defense as successful as they've been this season, does it kind of give you all a little bump to match their performance on a Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, any given, you know, Sunday or Monday, whenever you're playing, if they're playing, you know, you always, to have a chance to win, you have to be the best defense out there. That's what we, you know, we always say. We have to be the best defense out there. So, you know, with their defense being, you know, a stingy defense, a good defense, you know, we definitely have to, you know, step up to the occasion and make sure that we're the best defense on Sunday.
Carson Palmer is a quarterback.
I think he's a good quarterback. He has a strong arm. You just have to make sure that, you know, you're taking away. He loves to take, you know, make explosive plays. That's what he loves to do. So if you can do that, you know, it gives you a chance to, you know, make him have to be patient. That's kind of when he does what he doesn't like to do.